We live in a performance-enhanced society. Men and women get nose jobs. Women get boob jobs and butt jobs.
Victor Conte masterminded some of the biggest doping scandals in athletics, and he says he sees the appeal of the enhanced games, where athletes use drugs to boost their performance. The American was involved in setting up the Bay Area Laboratory Cooperative and spent time in prison for illegally distributing anabolic steroids. He argues that using drugs to enhance athletic performance simply reflects the realities of modern life.
Men take Prozac to enhance their productivity at work. Men take Viagra to enhance their performance and turn themselves from a dud into a stud under the sheets. So I get it. These athletes are wanting to enhance their performance, but people in everyday life are routinely enhancing their performance.
The enhanced games are set to launch in Las Vegas next May with their inaugural competition. Sports people using substances banned in official competitions will compete in swimming, athletics, and weightlifting. The founder of the games, Dr. Aaron D'Souza, believes they can transform sports science.
I think for a few years there will be a world of natural sport run by the Olympics and a world of enhanced sport run by us. But ultimately, world records matter. As human beings, we're only interested in seeing the fastest humans. We want to see the very best of our species. And we're not interested in the best amateur, right, or the best pro. We're actually just interested in the best.
Prize money is also a factor. Participants could earn up to $500,000 per event, plus bonuses for surpassing a world record mark. Enhanced Games competitor Christian Golomev competed in 4 Olympics, but never made the podium. According to D'Souza, the Greek-Bulgarian swimmer has since surpassed one of his sport's greatest achievements.
Christian Golomev is now the fastest swimmer in human history. And he did so at 31 years old, 5 to 10 years later than is generally regarded as peak swimming career. So he's like, should be retired, but in fact, he's swimming faster than any human being has ever done so. Why? Because he used technology and science to enhance his performance. And once the world realizes that, I think everyone is going to want it.
For swimming, the 50-meter freestyle, 100-meter freestyle, 50-meter butterfly, and 100-meter butterfly are on the agenda. Athletics has the 100-meter sprint along with the 100 and 110-meter hurdles, while weightlifting will feature the snatch and clean and jerk. Retired Australian world champion swimmer James Magnussen has signed up to take banned performance-enhancing drugs in an attempt to surpass Cesar Cielo's 50-meter freestyle record. Magnussen makes no apologies about participating in the Enhanced Games training program.
Forget about the protocols, forget about the world record, all of that stuff. As a mature age, now athlete again, I was just so happy to be back, to be training, to be working with world-class professionals and to have a chance to compete again.
The World Anti-Doping Agency staunchly opposes the project, warning athletes they risk bans and their health. WADA Science Director Oliver Robbins says long-term health risks can be hard to assess with on-the-spot checks.
We think this is dangerous and a dangerous and irresponsible concept, by all means. I mean, again, health is at the very heart of what we are doing at WADA and also in the fight against doping in sport. This is very much embedded into the code, into the way we work to establish prohibited substances and methods, and having a free pass to use whatever substance or whatever method to enhance performance without consideration for health for us is absolutely nonsensical.
Mr. Robin also says it would be complicated for athletes to compete in clean sport again after participating in the enhanced games.
They would probably risk committing an anti-doping rule violation because, as you know, We can prosecute an anti-doping rule violation for a period of 10 years based on sample analysis or testimonies. So it's not just testing, it's also the fact that you benefited at some point of a performance-enhancing substance. And we know today that there are, for some of them, long-term effects, beneficial effects, in particular on the muscle, of using performance-enhancing substances.
Sports Integrity Australia has issued a statement warning athletes of risks to their health and slamming the games as dangerous, unethical, and damaging to sport. The body's athlete advisory group says normalising performance-enhancing drugs promotes doping as entertainment. Mr. Robin agrees.
It's like the Roman circus, you know, you sacrifice the life of people purely for entertainment. What's the value of this? I don't think any responsible society should move in that direction.
T. Mitchell, SBS News.